Modern technology will never solve human problems and pain. Impossible. How much development has there been in the last 100, 200, 300 years? There's no less suffering. It doesn't work. It's not the purpose of modern technology. Modern technology cannot solve human problems. Cannot and never will. Doesn't matter what we invent. I mean, to me, it's amazing. You know, recently there was quite a lot of information about recent travel into space and how this is now a major development. You know, soon EasyJet will be going to the moon. And if you haven't had a holiday on the moon, you're sort of left behind. So it's like that's the sort of thing we're dedicating human intelligence to. And you think, why? It's like everyone can go to the moon. We won't be any happier or any more free from suffering than we are at the moment. Escaping from this world in a rocket and being lucky to come back with your life. Although we want to be happy all the time, we do not know how to do this. That's completely true. And, you know, one of the wonderful things about ending up in a class like this, I think we need to be congratulated. We've tried every method. Again, you know, that's why we're here. Nothing's worked. So we're going to try this, see if this works. So you won't be disappointed. We are always destroying our own happiness. How ridiculous. By developing anger, negative views, negative intentions. So only a foolish person would destroy their own happiness, but we do that every day. We get grumpy, we get annoyed, we get irritated. Call it what you like. It lasts throughout the whole day. We're irritated all the time. We're being our own enemy. We're destroying our own happiness. So if we want to be happy, we need to get rid of negative views. We need to get rid of negative intentions. We need to get rid of our anger, for example. We are always trying to escape from problems, even in our dreams, but we do not know how to liberate ourselves from suffering and problems. We bring our mind with us. You know, you go on holiday, you run away from your circumstances. Guess what? You bring your mind with you wherever you go. And sooner or later, it'll start creating the same difficulties for you because we haven't addressed them. They're in here. They're in here. They're not people out there. They're in here. So how wonderful if we address the real cause of our problems. Because we do not understand the real nature of things, we are always creating our own suffering and problems by performing inappropriate and non-virtuous actions. So we'll learn more about this. Okay, so the source of all our daily problems and suffering, what would you say that is? So if we're going to find the enemy, well, I should say find the enemy, where is all my anger coming from? Where are all my unpleasant feelings, painful feelings? Where are they coming from? I think we'll be surprised by the answer. The answer is, they're coming from uncontrolled desire. Uncontrolled desire. So what does that mean? And what do we have uncontrolled desire for? So Geshe-la says, the source of all our daily problems and suffering is our uncontrolled desire. It's just a mental bad habit. And if we get rid of it, our problems will disappear. Known as attachment, since beginningless time, we have had uncontrolled desire for the fulfillment of our own wishes. That's the enemy. Uncontrolled desire for the fulfillment of our own wishes. I want, I want, I want. I need, I need, I need. At the expense of anybody else, anybody else's wishes. I. It's uncontrolled desire for the fulfillment of our own wishes. That's what motivates us. That's what is driving our life full of problems.